The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, I'm Wendy. I pulled some shows from the archives that I really enjoyed and I thought needed to be amplified because their message is still timely. This is the first one. It has to do with Aboriginal healing, Aboriginal methods of healing. My guest has firsthand experience. Give it a listen. Robbie Holth, my guest, Secrets of Aboriginal Healing, and that's the one with her husband, a physicist's journey with a remote Australian tribe. The other one is Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening.
They had brought in a woman who was part Aboriginal, part English, so she could communicate to him. Because the tribe, the remote ones, they're telepathic. They don't speak out loud. They think it's very chaotic and primitive to speak out loud. But they needed somebody that could do that, and so they brought in a woman who was able to communicate to him. Because they were told by the big guy, which is a genderless term for God, goddess, divine source, whatever that means to you, that they were supposed to give their healing secrets to this man because he would take it out into the world. He was a highly respected physicist.
Robbie Holz, Secrets of Aboriginal Healing. If you have any kind of aches, pains, illnesses, that kind of stuff, it's worth a listen. First, the headlines. The cool one is another sighting on Mars. Apparently, the Curiosity rover has roved over a place, and it looks like there's a little tiny alien standing behind a Martian rock. The guy said, I did have to colorize the image and add eyes to the head so you can see it easier. But everything there is the original, okay? So it's a tiny alien. Men in Black have been spotted, and this is Muscatine. This is in Iowa, and apparently people, 2 a.m., early morning hours, they'll be out driving from one point A to point B, and they'll see a guy walking down the road in a trench coat. And it's several sightings of the guy, whoever he is, whatever he is. They think that's, you know, somebody playing a joke. So far, they haven't narrowed down who that somebody is, and they're now encouraging anybody who goes through there, so if you're out, you know, roaming around on one of your summer vacations, driving through here, call 911 when you see the guy in black. So far, they've just got a lot of jokes, but you can check out the MCSO on the Facebook page. We do take this seriously, and we're hoping the public can assist. So far, it's unsolved. The cool one of the week is the smartphone, the sleep app that records what you're doing when you're sleeping, you know, snoring, noises, that kind of stuff, burglars. When you're sleeping, you just plug this thing in, and a lady, this is on Reddit, they caught this little story on Reddit. She said she'd been using it for about a month, and what happened was that she would hear snoring, some sounds. She's trying to figure out, you know, what's interrupting her sleep and if there's anything going on. So Sleep is Android is the app. It started getting this clicking sound, and it just continued with the clicking sound. And finally, after a few hours, a while, she asks, what are you doing? And the reply, nothing. And she didn't remember it, not at all. And she says that there are no men in her house, so that ruled that out. And somebody said, well, could it have been a burglar? You know, the clicking, they could have been taking things. And no, there was nobody in the house, nothing was missing. And the thing is, throughout the night, this thing, it was very obvious that it did it. And then when they went back and they recorded the audio levels, it's a very deep level that registers, and extremely deep even for a guy. So the difference between her voice and the app, because they were saying, well, maybe you just answered yourself. And that's what she thought. Well, maybe that's what she did. But when they compared the frequencies, didn't work. So finally, she said she kept recording just to see if anything happened. But she decided after listening to the audio two or three times, too many, she would just move. Because whatever's there, maybe she doesn't want to meet it. Anyway, it's the experience using Sleep as Android app. Okay, you can find it there. Here's the last one. The juror for a murder trial in Canada. She wrote to the judge. She said, I don't think I can be on this case. I have, at this point, I've probably had an experience that's affected me mentally and physically. I'm too connected to the murder victim. She says, I have a gift. I'm a medium. I'm an intuitive. And I see and sense those who've died. All right. Last night, the deceased presented himself to me and made me feel he went through all sorts of stuff. And he let me feel it. And I don't think I can be objective now. The council, they had a little meeting. She said, I'm not trying to convince you of the poltergeist. I'm just saying I can't be an objective juror. After the little meeting, the council said, okay, fine, you're excused. Now, don't try this, okay, because she probably has some extenuating circumstances, but that one got her off the hook. All right, Robbie Holtz coming up next, Secrets of Aboriginal Healing. All right, the first book you wrote with your husband, Gary.
Right.
And Gary's a physicist. And if you could set that up, because that really sets the tone and helps people understand how you could have healed yourself from hepatitis C and a whole lot of other issues, fibromyalgia. But this is just an extraordinary story.
You know, it's one of those, you don't willingly go down that path, and then you come out the other side and realize this is not an ordinary adventure that most people have gone down.
When you were connecting the first time with Gary, it happened in relationship with a dog.
You know, that's my life. What can I say, Wendy?
Okay, in a good way. Let's set this up better.
Yeah, it's true. There's so much to say. I'm gonna let you figure out where you want to start with this one.
We'll start where you start. You pick up with the Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, and you hear for the first time you've heard about this healer who's extraordinary, and the dog is coming to you with issues. And so that kind of takes that next path into connecting.
Yeah, I was working at a vet's office at the time, and I wanted to learn what Western medicine did to heal animals because I wanted to learn how to heal them myself, having healed myself. And there was a dog that came in that had a broken spine, and the x-rays indicated that, and the vet said there's nothing they can do. They have to put this dog down. And I had just met Gary, and I heard that he had remarkable healing gifts, and I contacted him, and the vet was gracious enough to let him come to her clinic. And after about four different times with this dog, he was actually able to heal the spine on that dog, and that dog is, as far as I know, still running around and living a great life.
That was a powerful story. But your story, when you wrote with Gary about his travels, and how he connected and went out and stayed with the tribe. Give people an idea, because this is an intense redirect for him.
Yeah, Gary was a physicist, very much a scientist, but he had multiple sclerosis and was actually a quadriplegic, which meant he had very little movement and feeling from the neck down. And the doctors, he had about 6 months left to live. The doctors had told him to put his affairs in order. And he learned that the remote Australian Aboriginal tribes people have remarkable healing gifts. And through a number of synchronicities, he found out how to get a hold of them. And when he did, they asked, what took you so long? We've been waiting for 4 months, even though he had just learned about them the night before, because they're so tuned in, they're so tapped in to this greater consciousness. So he went into the outback in his wheelchair as a really desperate man to try to survive. And 10 days later, came out of that outback desert with feeling in his body, which he hadn't had in 7 years, clumsily walking down the airplane aisle, more than anything transformed emotionally and spiritually. And that really changed the rest of his life. He spent the rest of his days teaching what they had taught him, their ancient secrets, their ancient healing secrets, because they asked him to take it out into the world because we civilized tribes didn't really understand how healing worked. So he lived another 12 years, and he continues to spread the word about their healing secrets. It's so desperately needed right now in the world.
I tell you what, reading the reviews on Amazon, it's incredible. There are a lot of people who are saying this book came at the right time, this is incredible, or the others. I was really able to feel the energy from Gary having had a treatment. So the testimonials are fantastic. When you're describing this in the book, the stuff he went through, they kind of isolated him. He wasn't ever taken into the tribe. He was basically their project.
Yeah. What an interesting project. Exactly. He spent 10 days with, they had brought in a woman who was part Aboriginal, part English, so she could communicate to him. Because the tribe, the remote ones, they're telepathic. They don't speak out loud. They think it's very chaotic and primitive to speak out loud. And so, but they needed somebody that could do that, and so they brought in a woman who was able to communicate to him. because they were told by the big guy, which is a genderless term for God, goddess, divine source, whatever that means to you, that they were supposed to give their healing secrets to this man because he would take it out into the world. He was a highly respected physicist. He, you know, trotted all over the globe working for different governments. And so he came back from the outback and spent the rest of his life teaching what they had taught him. He got a doctor's degree in immunology so that he could use what they had taught him with accreditation of a doctor. So it's psychoneuroimmunology is what he practiced, which is how to use the mind to affect the immune system.
Well, the thing about this is you go from a 6 month, you know, a diagnosis to 6 months to live to 12 years.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is astonishing. I mean, to get feeling in your body back and movement after 7 years, after Western medicine had nothing for him. And this is why I think I mean, honestly, I've been teaching their practices for a long time, and the more I practice what the wisdom, it's beautiful wisdom. I think, to be honest, Wendy, that the remote Aboriginal people are fifth-dimensional beings, Atlanteans who have been safeguarded in the desert and disconnected from quote-unquote civilization, so that this ancient wisdom, which is so powerful, I mean, they practice what we call quantum physics or theta healing or all these other things. They just do it. They're very, very advanced, and I think they have much to teach us.
After his experience, he seemed to be more telepathic, and I will get into that. There's a wonderful little demonstration between the two of you that he kind of spills the beans.
Not going to do
that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. We'll save that. We'll hold off on that. Okay, but more of what he gets into when he's over there. And this isn't like an 11-hour flight, I think, when his head is just drooping and he cannot hold his head up. So that's how far along he was. And his relatives, the people around him, those closest to him, he had some very fractured relationships. But nobody at that point... They've divorced themselves and said, you're grasping at straws.
Yes. They thought it was insane to go into the outback to try to be healed when the best doctors in the United States weren't able to help him. And so they thought, well, he's in a wheelchair as a quadriplegic. If nobody goes with him, surely he won't go. But Gary was a triple Scorpio, and whatever that means, he was a very determined, tenacious man. So he did go into the outback in his wheelchair and really unloaded from that plane like cargo with a forklift, I believe.
See, that's so fantastic. You know, just the image, the pictures, the story. That's what I'm trying to get across here. Secrets of Aboriginal Healing. This isn't a cushy stay at some swanky hotel. He's in the outback. He's in his own tent. Yeah. There are bugs. And the diet that is involved in this, he eats what everybody else eats. And guess what? It's bugs.
Yeah.
It's bugs. When he said, I'm going to bring you some grub. So what did the person who was his caretaker, well, I'll be back with your grub. And he walks in with the grubs.
Yeah, real grubs, yeah. And I have to confess, Wendy, when I was invited to participate in Aboriginal healing ceremonies, and when I went to the outback, I expected to be eating grubs because I knew what he had been eating. And thank God there was cheese sandwiches available to me. That's all I can say.
You can opt out.
I know. I swear I packed my backpack full of granola bars, you know, thinking that's what I was going to survive off of.
It just paints a picture. But the other thing, too, is with that, it's a complete disconnect. It gets you out of lockstep, out of this other thing that we have here that we're so conditioned and programmed. By doing that, that pretty much took all of his comforts away, all of his, you know, fallbacks and his conditioning. It completely eradicated it. So I think that was also part of it.
Well, you know, the outback is a really harsh environment. It's tough. They have some of the most dangerous snakes and spiders in the world. In fact, when I was in the outback, we had a campfire set up, and we had a tarantula. I think it's called a barking spider. It's the size of a dinner plate, and its body is the size of your fist, and it was chasing my campmate around the fire. I mean, this may sound odd, but maybe not to your listeners, I don't know, but she had lit the fire and sort of called the council in, and the tarantula was like, what do you want? It was chasing her around, and she finally just put her hands on her hip and said, what do you want? And he said, the spider said, well, you're the one that called me. What do you want? So that sort of changed things.
So a lot more things are paying attention than we realize.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And the woman that I went to Australia with to participate in these ceremonies, I mean, the Aboriginals decided to open up some of their ceremonies, and so they invited women from around the world. There were about 20 of us, and I brought a friend from the United States, and let's just say that she has gifts. She can see into these other dimensions. She can hear and see and communicate, and actually, Gary developed a lot of those abilities, too, after he came back. So this friend was seeing a lot more things than I was seeing and aware of what was happening to a much greater degree.
Well, that's what's so fascinating about the story. For all the dimensions, all the elements, all of that, the depth of the experience is just fantastic. Again, holeswellness.com is the website that talks about a lot of this and the background. And when you were working on healing yourself, that's the connection that really, I think, cemented the relationship between the two of you, because he was right there with you. And this is something you didn't know you had until, I guess, 7 years or so in your system. So we'll get into that a little bit in the next break. But I also want to connect with that little piece of telepathic ability that he had that he kind of kept to himself until one dramatic moment when all of a sudden the beans got spilled. Okay, we'll take a break here. We're going to come back. We're talking with Robbie Holse, Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening. This is a fantastic story, fantastic journey. You'll want to follow along, so stick around, because this is a very interesting point when people around you are telepathic and they don't tell you. Secrets of Aboriginal Healing and Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening. My guest is Robbie Holse. Hello, I'm Wendy. I've posted my nightlight videos on YouTube to give you an idea of what I talk about when I say the nightlights do this or do that, and it's a channeling experience. So it isn't just the light that's flickering and blinking and has been since 1997 with that light and others, but it's more of an interaction, a relationship with a non-physical entity or non-physical intelligence, non-human intelligence, NHI. And at the time of this post, the activity has been ongoing over 25 years.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah. So good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
My interview with Robbie Holse, holswellness.com, H-O-L-Z, wellness.com. We interviewed her about the two books, Secrets of Aboriginal Healing and Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening. She has a new book since our interview, Angels in Waiting, How to Connect with Your Spirit Guides. So revisiting our previous interview, on the day of the interview, I had an amazing experience that morning, and I'll add that in the description for the show. Hi there. Wendy's Coffee House, my guest, Robbie Holse. Secrets of Aboriginal Healing, she wrote with her husband, Gary Holse. Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, the follow-up. Going back with Robbie, she and Gary are working together. They've been together for a while. She's driving down a street. He's asking where she is, trying to explain, and I love this part. This is for, like, the reveal. So explain, what was the deal with this one?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm always late. You know, it's always at 5-10 minutes, but it's pretty consistent, and Gary was always punctual, and so it was always, it's interesting how those two always end up marrying. And so I was late, and on my way home, and I did not realize Gary came back from the Outback and developed all kinds of interesting gifts and talents. One of them was the ability to be telepathic to your thoughts, which is interesting to be married to a man for a year and not know that. And the other is that he could see through my eyes. So one particular day he asked where I was. I was running late, and I said, I'm on my way home. And he said, no, you're not. He could tell that I was in the store looking at houseware goods. So,
busted!
That's when I realized, oh, wait a minute, you've got abilities you haven't told me about. I didn't know you could do that. He had so many interesting things that he developed after coming to the Outback. I mean, the Aboriginal people are, the remote ones are astonishing in their abilities. They can do remote viewing. They can do shape-shifting, astral travel, telekinesis, which is moving things with your objects with your mind. They're telepathic to everything, which they would tell you that we used to be telepathic to everything until we started speaking out loud, and then we lost that connection. So he started coming home from the Outback and developing these same things, and it's very interesting because he'd sit at the kitchen table and be aware of what you were really thinking and what other people were thinking as well, and he was very quiet because he was really kind of tapping into what they're not saying. And he could see inside people's bodies. He could see the chakras spinning. He could see how many tumors were in the body and whether they were shrinking or not. And, you know, he was a very quiet man, so unless I asked that question, I wouldn't find out that he had these abilities. He was very good about honoring those. He didn't cross the line, but he knew that it would freak people out if they knew he could see inside their bodies.
Now, did he go back?
He did go back one time, Wendy, and that was to he was not totally out of that wheelchair after he had vastly improved, but he wasn't totally out of that wheelchair. And he went back a year later and said, "You guys haven't finished." And they said, "The rest is up to you." But I don't think it was ever his soul's intention to ever totally get out of that wheelchair. I think on some levels it was part of what he needed for his journey.
Well, you know, as active as he was when he was out of the wheelchair, I think he might have gotten distracted.
Exactly. And he'll tell you that wheelchair was one of the best things that happened to him because before he was a physicist who had his own aerospace company, traveled all over the world, very, very driven, busy man. And that wheelchair slowed him down. Here's the thing. The Aboriginal people, from the age of about 3 or 4, they start meditating or going into dream time, which means that they're unplugging from the mind and plugging into these other dimensions, this other higher consciousness. And that's amazing when you can do that. And he started doing the same thing, and that wheelchair enabled him to, I'd find him in the kitchen, he'd spend more than half of his day like they did, tuned into the other side of the veil and creating what he wanted like they do. And I'd find him in the kitchen with tears rolling down his cheeks at just the awe of everything, getting into these higher vibrational states and just being in extreme joy to the point where you're just crying.
That part of it, I think, in Western culture is very difficult to experience or to understand this is a complete counter or opposite. Here, if you can't touch it, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. And that was the biggest thing that I think this scientist, this physicist, was hit with is, you know, he's very much into the scientific world. If you can't prove it, it doesn't exist. And he realized that there's a lot of gray. There's a lot that you cannot prove that does exist, including the fact that he had a spirit guide, a guardian angel that was with him all the time named Julie. And he started becoming aware of that and communicating to her on a regular basis where he would spend hours a day communicating to her. And that's really where his healing abilities came about, is she could use him, and he was the conduit. She could laser tumors off by using his eyes, using his focus, and he just developed a phenomenal relationship with her.
And that's one of the things that you mentioned in the book, that we really have to practice and upgrade our abilities to focus and to, you know, instead of saying, oh, I wish I had this, I want this. And it changes the tenor, the intention, the demeanor, the energy completely.
It does. We need to start recognizing that we're very powerful creators, and every thought is creating something, and our words are very powerful. So even something like I apologize versus I'm sorry, there's power in the difference between the two. And I want a pen versus that's my pen. It just hasn't. I don't have it at the moment. It's that belief system, that underlying current that makes a big difference as to what you're creating.
You went back and you went with the group of women. You talked about that. What did that change in your life when you went back there? Because I mentioned earlier about curing yourself, or you know, clearing yourself of the issues, hepatitis C and other issues. Did that change when you went and on your own journey?
Well, I had already healed that when I went back to the Outback, when I was invited to participate. Honestly, that's a loaded question. There's so much I could tell you, and that's why we describe it in the book. These women, the Aboriginal women, are so tuned in. They know how to create thunderstorms. So we created thunderstorms, and apparently the white women who came from around the world added tremendous energy, and they hadn't seen thunderstorms like that in years. Thunderstorms just kept circling the camp. It was astonishing watching it, and we had created that. So they needed that for their crops and for the desert they live in. But I think one of the things that I really walked away with is, you know how intellectually you know we're all one, that we're all connected, we're just different facets of the one. But when I was in the Outback performing these ceremonies, you get into a really high vibrational state. And it wasn't just knowing it intellectually, it was feeling it. You could actually just feel it to your bones that we are all one. Everything is melded together, so to speak. And the other thing was, the Aboriginal people, as so many other indigenous cultures, have always maintained a tremendous connection to the earth. And when I was in those ceremonies, you could feel the tremendous love from Gaia, from Mother Earth. She just loves us so much, which is why she puts up with so much from us. But you could actually feel the passionate love she has for her children. That's us.
These are things I think people are searching for. They don't know where to go, who to ask. But 60,000 years of this healing system that you're connecting to, and it connects on all different levels. People, you know, I have an issue I want healed from, cancer, blah, blah, blah. And then you get into all this other stuff and find out, wow, it's not just about the healing. It's about the way of being.
Exactly. And that's the gift that I think the Aboriginals wanted us to know, is that healing involves an alignment of the body, the mind, and the spirit. They're all equally involved in healing. And whereas Western medicine tends to address the physical, it's really the emotions that sort of started it. That's the core. And if you don't get to the core, it's like picking the top of a dandelion. It's going to come right back again. So that's why people have tumors removed only to have them return again. They haven't removed the emotional core that started it. And so it's that, and this is, I guess, what drives me, Wendy, the passion behind getting this information out, is that most people are not supposed to be sick. Their bodies and their souls are aligned with healing. It's just the emotions that aren't on board with healing. And they have to recognize what the emotional core is and how to turn that around.
Do you still connect with Gary?
Every day, from the other side of the veil, you betcha.
So is he helping you see through his eyes from that side?
He's a part of my healing team. We worked together as a team, as a husband and wife, when he was in the physical, and we're still doing it. And I have a beautiful healing team of ascended masters and archangels and beautiful beings, including the Aboriginals, and he's actually part of that team, making a big difference.
Okay. Holz Wellness, H-O-L-Z, wellness.com is the website, and we'll come back and get a little bit more in case you want to talk with Robbie in person, how to connect with her. You're listening to Secrets of Aboriginal Healing. That is so perfect, the didgeridoo. Oh, man. I could listen to that kind of music all day. All right, well, we've got two or three CDs testifying to that effect. Robbie Holz, my guest, Secrets of Aboriginal Healing, and that's the one with her husband, a physicist's journey with a remote Australian tribe. The other one is Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, opening it to remote healing because I wanted to get back to the cat. This is a cat issue. A calico showed up on the deck, and she looked really, really straggly. We took her to a vet. She was diagnosed with feline leukemia, They told us to put her down. And that's when we sent Dr. Holz a picture of her, and he started healing with her. 3 months later, we had her tested twice for leukemia. They found no trace. She's happy and healthy. This is the kind of testimonials you got with the pets. Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that it was remote. I mean, it got to the point where Gary realized he didn't need to be in the same location. He just needed to know where they were located. And even for people, what's their first name and what city are they located in? Because it was really his solar angel that was doing the healing through him. He was the conduit. It just goes to show it's not just mind stuff, because when you can heal animals and remotely, it tells you there's a lot more going on behind the scenes.
Time after time, the testimonials here say it's legit. This works.
Yeah. And that's what Gary, I think, was astonished by as a physicist, a scientist, to discover that this stuff is real. It's not. It's just when we worked together, we saw what people would term miracles almost every day, but it's not really miracles. It's what can happen. You just have to open up to that and realize that there's a lot going on. And honestly, that we are incredibly powerful and incredibly powerful healers. We just don't know it. We have to figure out. This is why the Aboriginals so generously gave us their healing information so that we would know how we're blocking healing and how to actually heal.
Well, when you guys worked in tandem, there were some points when you would be stewing over something and he would say, so are you trying to recreate Hep C? Hello, hello?
Yeah. Well, because that's a good point, Wendy, because people don't realize, I mean, they're very aware of, you know, we pay attention to eat good foods and to drink good water and exercise and all that sort of thing, but what are we feeding our minds? Because that's affecting our body. When we have certain kinds of emotions like guilt or stress, doctors have proven 15 minutes of stress lowers your immune system for 24 hours. The body's very connected to our emotions. It creates a different kind of cell. And so a lot of people who are getting sick, their bodies are just crumbling under the emotional weight, the toxicity of these emotions. And that's what people need to have an awareness of.
What did you do to heal yourself?
Well, first of all, I started listening to what it needed. I had been ignoring it and working way too many hours and pushing it, and I felt guilty taking time for myself. I was raised Catholic, so that's kind of my default setting is the guilt, which is really one of the most toxic emotions on the body. So I lovingly brought that body back to wellness. I started eating healthy. I started taking supplements. I started recognizing, very importantly, the mindsets that were holding me back from wellness, that I started to take time and to listen to what that... But to be honest, Wendy, I was forced into it. I got so sick where I couldn't get out of bed for about 9 months. I had such severe brain damage from the experimental treatments the doctors put me on that I couldn't figure out how to finish a sentence because I didn't know what I was talking about or how to get water out of a tap. So I was in pretty bad shape, and Western medicine had nothing for me, and that's when I started going to a naturopathic physician. I didn't know what she was doing, but I just knew I was feeling better. And she was doing what a lot of Gary was doing, releasing energies, moving life force through the body, clearing out a lot of this cellular memory that we have that's in the body that builds up, that creates a toxic situation. So there was a lot going on, and that's how we talk about it in the book, The Awakening Book, how that process of getting back to, from a very sick woman who almost died twice, to healing what the doctor said was incurable, the hepatitis C and the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue syndrome and severe brain damage, to be totally normal. That's why I'm so passionate about waking people up to, even though Western medicine tells you there's nothing they have in their bag, quite often there are all kinds of things that are available to help them. So take your power back. Take your own, go down what feels intuitively right to you. That body will not lie. The body tells you what it needs. You just have to listen. That wisdom is within.
And what about your telepathic abilities?
Yeah, not to the degree that Gary is, but I do have a beautiful team of spirit guides I work with all the time on a daily basis, and it's so interesting. When you start working in that world, the information that comes, they help you understand the bigger picture and why things happen to you and why things happen to other people. So I'm blessed to work with them, and they help me help other people understand what their emotional cores are and how to release it. It's such a fulfilling life. I love doing what I'm doing. It's a kick.
So when people connect with you at holzwellness.com, you do a session, or you do like a little preview?
I do a session. I just need 1 hour with people, and it doesn't matter where they are. I can see the energy from wherever they are in the world, and that it gives that my beautiful healing team, which includes Gary, and the Ascended Masters, to permission to step in and help them heal, so they're not just doing it alone, and it makes a big difference. But more than anything, I give people an awareness of what they've been doing to create the problems and how to turn it around. So I really consider myself to be a practitioner of intuitively guided self-healing. It's, you know, we were working with people who were stage 4 cancers and AIDS, and we decided let's go to the other end and start teaching more people how to heal themselves and how they've been creating disease so that we can affect more people in a positive way. So that's really what I spend my time doing.
Robbie Holz, holzwellness.com. Links are in the description for the show. Thanks for listening. Stay curious.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! It's the old Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper!